The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London. There are not many political leaders in the last God knows how many years who are referred to just like Madonna by their Christian name. Boris is the Prime Minister. What are we to make of it? Adam.
Not even his first name, though. He was born Alexander Boris de Fessel Johnson. He adopted the Boris thing a bit later on, but yeah, there aren't too many people. Some people like to call him Bojo, but I think that's more of the sort of clown association, because he does like to clown it up a little bit, doesn't he?
Does he ever?
So, yeah, we have a new Prime Minister, our 77th. He moves into number 10 Downing Street tomorrow, or in a few hours, I suppose, basically. But he has a clear mandate. It was 2-1 in the end, the vote. Although some thought it might be 3-1 or 4-1, but 2-1's okay. It's about what David Cameron had. And in his acceptance speech, he told us that he wants to re-energize the UK with a can-do attitude, which is not a bad sentiment for any Prime Minister. Now, whether he can achieve that, of course, is another matter. He has 100 days to Brexit.
Yeah.
100. That's a short honeymoon.
The arithmetic is against him. It's an awful job. Yeah. But, as you know, Adam, in the regions, he's a rock star. Boris?
That's true. And to some extent, he's one of those politicians who, I mean, you guys know him. I mean, obviously, as London mayor during the Olympics, he was a personality. But there aren't too many British politicians who are known in other countries. There aren't too many who are known here, frankly. And sometimes they're known for the wrong reasons. So you're right. He has charisma. He has some charm when he wants to. And he can turn it on a bit. But he's really going to have to turn it on to put
it in right. Parliament together. You're right. All those people who've resigned, no one's ever heard of.
Exactly. Four ministers have gone. The only one, perhaps, who might resonate a bit is Philip Hammond, because at one stage it was thought he might be a Prime Minister, but no, his star has waned.
He's like stale bread. All right, Adam, there'll be plenty to talk about once the Cabinet is formed. That's his first biggest challenge. But there's Adam Gilchrist in London.